What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, I'm America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. And everybody's looking for a scapegoat. You know, how could this be happening? Oh, and again, the foreign press was reporting cracks were discovered in the Oroville Dam spillway back in 2009. They were not repaired. They were simply painted over with a concrete solution. More than likely, what's been happening is as the water comes down the spillway, it's leaking through that patch, and it washed out a void in the soil underneath, leaving the spillway unsupported. When the void got large enough, the spillway failed. And interestingly enough, when Donald Trump was talking about his trillion-dollar infrastructure project, Governor Jerry Brown sent a request for $100 billion worth of work to be done in California. The Oroville Dam was not even on it. But, of course, California can spend $28 million a year caring for the illegal immigrants. And you people in Oroville better learn how to tread water. Now, it's even getting more bizarre than that. Somebody put up a YouTube video, and in between references to Lucifer, laid the blame for the California flooding on Hawaii. And they were pointing the finger of blame at the Puna Geothermal Venture down on the Big Island, saying it's releasing steam, it's releasing heat, it's doing all this, and that's the cause of the Pineapple Express and the sudden rains. Well, it's a little bit of nonsense there. First of all, the Puna Geothermal Venture, which provides about one-third of the electricity to the Big Island, has been operating since 1993, during all those years when California was screaming about the drought. Second, the plant does not create heat and it does not release steam. In fact, there was one accidental release of steam that resulted in a $75,000 fine. It generates electricity from already existing natural heat and steam, and these have not changed in output level for over 20 years. But like I said, everybody is looking for somebody or something to blame so that we don't look at poor decision-making by the political process. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Mark in Western New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. I just wanted to make a correction on something I mentioned a couple days ago that got rebroadcast yesterday regarding the amount of nuclear storage at Rancho Seco. I said it was 22 million metric tons that I misremembered. It was just 22 metric tons.
That's still a lot.
Yes, that was according to Wikipedia. Secondly, you had a theory on the cause of the spikes in radiation found in various European communities. I wanted to mention that there was another theory out there by Dana Durnford, who covered the Japan quake on the 28th of December, which was on land this time, about 6 miles down. It wasn't out to sea. And it was in that region, that eastern coastline, not too far from the Fukushima plant.
Mm-hmm.
It was 6.4, which is equivalent to 9.0 on our Richter. Nobody in the press covered that. He thinks that, I'm not exactly sure, but he thinks that that somehow has to do with the intense higher levels, anywhere up to 500.
Well, hang on. I need to put the brakes on here because somebody sent that to me, and I went to the USGS website, and there was no such quake reported. The latest word I've had is that they're beginning to think there was an accident at, oddly enough, an oil facility in Norway is somehow responsible for this release. But nobody really knows for sure right now until they get the sniffer planes in there. The point I wanted to make when the story first broke, everybody was just leaping to the conclusion Russia tested a nuclear weapon up there above the Arctic Circle. And I said, it's premature. We don't really know. Yeah, again, looking at all the accusations against Russia that have turned out to be completely, completely wrong, we have to be cautious.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, here's an interesting story. Apparently, several of the workers at the Oroville Dam have been fired for posting photographs to social media. Now, the California Department of Water Resources is saying that it wasn't the subject of the photos, but the act of taking photographs violated the safety policy. And if you believe that one, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. This idea that somebody takes out their cell phone and snaps a picture. No, I don't think so. I think they're trying to keep a lid on just how bad things are at that spillway, how badly out of repair it was. And the pictures have been an embarrassment. Certainly the official story is nothing to worry about, nothing to worry about, nothing to worry about, head for the hills, nothing to worry about. And the pictures indicate the serious state of disrepair that facility is now in. The loss of soil all downhill from the emergency spillway, undermining the emergency spillway itself, the huge amount of undercutting from the concrete main spillway into the berm that supports the northern end of the dam. And, of course, all that debris in the Feather River has backed up water into the power plant, shutting it off and blocking its flow channels as well. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, there is one positive story coming out of Oroville, because during the ordered evacuation last week, there was some looting. And there was this horrible story about a veteran who, on returning to his home, had discovered it had been ransacked and all of his military medals had been stolen. And apparently he had a lot of decorations. Somehow they got returned today. And the story is a little bit fuzzy. Apparently somebody just put these medals in the back of a pickup truck. The driver of the truck didn't know where they came from, but he'd heard the story about the medals, and he turned them into police. But two people have been arrested for the burglary. That's all we have right now. Okay, let's see. More rain and so forth. We already talked about Puna Geothermal. Syracuse, New York has topped 100 inches of snow with a month of winter remaining. And, of course, Punxsutawney Phil is out there saying it's going to be, well, we're down to four more weeks of winter. But, yes, it is still out there. So much for all these claims back in 2000. Snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Right now, today, if you are in Wyoming, stay indoors. Stay where you are. We posted the list of highway closures, and pretty much the entire state is shut down by the winter storm they're going through right now. Now, there's a new piece of propaganda going around to try and prop up the human-caused global warming, and it's illustrated by a story that came out of Mashable that says, days after blistering heat wave, it's now snowing down under. And so what they're doing now is, when it's snowing, they'll admit it's snowing, and when it's not snowing, they'll say, oh, our very expensive produced charts and everything are showing the temperatures are soaring, soaring, soaring. Still pushing that agenda, really. Now, speaking of pushing, story out of the Mirror in Great Britain. Apparently, Japan is trying to encourage the survivors of Fukushima to move back into their homes, even though the radiation levels in the area are similar to Chernobyl and are roughly the equivalent of having a chest X-ray every single week. But it looks bad to have all these abandoned homes. And, you know, we want everybody to forget about Fukushima, even though it's going to continue to pour radiation into the Pacific Ocean for as long as anybody can estimate. Can't fix the problem. We're just going to pretend like it isn't a problem anymore. Let's see. Story out of a YouTube video. The massive radiation leak pinpointed to Statoil, a Norwegian gas company. So that's the latest theory on where that radioactive spike across Europe came from. Now then, let's talk about some lies that our psychiatric professors in medical school have been teaching medical students. Lie number one, the FDA tests all new psychiatric drugs. That's not actually true. In fact, more and more, the FDA relies on the manufacturer to say, this is safe, and it's okay. Lie number two, FDA approval means that a psychotropic drug is effective in the long term. No, it is not. They never test in the long term. They test for a very short period of time, enough to where they're justified saying this is safe. And the long-term effects very often can be surprising. FDA approval means that a psychotropic drug is safe long-term. That is also false. It's all about pushing product, the medical-industrial complex. Another story on that same topic out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, there is a big, huge problem with healthcare price fixing, where all these different HMOs, hospitals, and so forth are colluding to keep prices as high as possible to keep their profitability up. And the healthcare costs are completely out of control in this country. We have the most expensive healthcare on planet Earth, and it's ranked something like 33rd in quality. We need to get the healthcare industry back into thinking about health. By the way, speaking of which, somebody wrote in to remind me, Google search may not take you to naturalnews.com, but you can still visit the site itself, and you should. Naturalnews.com. I'm going to put up a permanent link to their website from mine after the show today here. Now, remember back in November, there was a hack against Deutsche Telekom. And when the hack happened, everybody said, oh, it was Russia. It's part of Russia's hacking. Russia's going to be interfering with the German elections. It's all Russia, Russia, Russia. Washington Post ran a story. Yes, there's no question it was Russia. Well, they found the hacker, and he's British. And Britain's National Crime Agency arrested this unidentified 29-year-old on Wednesday at an airport. Russia had nothing to do with it. The Washington Post said they did. Corporate media said that they did. Oh, it had to be Russia. No, it wasn't Russia. This is another example. Russia is being blamed for everything bad that happens as part of a campaign to demonize Russia. They're being blamed for things they did not do. Meanwhile, the American corporate media seems oblivious to a major scandal building inside the U.S. Congress, because there was this trio of IT workers that have now been fired, and apparently they had access to the most secret congressional communications data, and apparently they were receiving money from Iraq over and above their very plush congressional IT salaries. They may have been selling secrets, leaking secrets, but if we can't blame it on Russia, we're not going to mention that at all. Now, interestingly enough, apparently recently, Homeland Security employees were locked out of their own computer system. And a lot of people were asking if this had anything to do with allegations the Department of Homeland Security was hacking voter databases in several states during last year's election. Homeland Security is now saying the problem arose from an expired DHS security certificate. That's their explanation. Now, cybercrime group RTM has deployed new malware based in the Delphi programming language to target remote banking systems, a type of business software used to make bulk financial transfers between banks, financial institutions, large corporations. The problem is severe enough to warrant an advisory from FinCert, a Russian cert responsible for fighting cybercrime targeting Russian financial institutions. Now, RTM is using its malware to spy on victims, monitoring keyboard strokes and smart cards, and it allows all-time monitoring of banking-related activities. And the malware apparently searches for export files common to popular accounting software, mainly used in Russia. Apparently, this malware is a weapon being deployed against Russia's banks here. Okay, let's take a phone call. Dean in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks again for having me. I had two quick points. I wanted to ask, did you see the interview where Marie Le Pen was being interviewed by their version of corporate media there, and she addressed how important it was for her to get France back onto the franc, because the true identity of a country is going to be able to rely on having their own currency and not rely on the euro?
Well, that's why Great Britain never went on the euro in the first place, and they stayed with the pound. I didn't see the interview, but I agree with Le Pen on that one.
They're playing it around a few different places, and they just tried to stump her and tried to talk circles around her. And she's better than Trump. I mean, she's so firm on her nationalism, and she really understands, because she's seen it firsthand, how much the European Union, from every different angle, is just really putting a squeeze on them. Like, they have to get Le Pen elected, because this is their last chance, the same way Trump was our last chance. I mean, look at the alternative.
Well, we're coming up on several elections in Europe where the Euroskeptics, the Exeters, are leading in the polls. And at this point, I'd say it's really only a matter of time before the European Union experiment falls apart. And the euro itself could easily collapse. And I would assume that probably most of these European countries are already printing and stockpiling a domestic currency. We know that Germany started doing that actually a couple of years ago. They've got warehouses full of Deutschmarks ready to go.
Well, I think a lot of Americans forget how small a lot of these countries are. It's not going to be a huge conversion for them to switch back to their own currency when they only have populations of some of these only 10 to 40 million people. That's nothing.
Well, I mean, we've had currency conversions in the United States that went off very smoothly, like when we converted from the silver certificate to the Federal Reserve note. Hardly anybody really noticed, because most people didn't understand what a dramatic change in our economic system was being foisted on them, because the corporate media just said, money's money is money. There's no difference between this and the other one. I remember when I was a kid and they started introducing the copper-clad coinage after Kennedy's assassination, and they were just saying, see, it's our new coinage and it's worth exactly the same, and you know, it's all going to be wonderful. And of course we know it wasn't worth the same, because with the silver coinage the value was inherent in the coin itself, and with the clad coinage the value is whatever the Federal Reserve decides it is.
Well, I think with a lot of attention too being back on the central bank and a lot of the currency, I really like that there's a new discussion and revival of the history of Andrew Jackson, and people discussing all of the battles that he went through fighting the central banks, a lot of his, you know, Hamilton and centralization policies. It's good for Americans to re-identify with the real founding fathers and the real good presidents we had in this country that were real men. I mean, Andrew Jackson came from nothing, wasn't educated, became the first general of the Tennessee militia, the first head judge of Tennessee, and he would ride his cart all the way to Philadelphia and worked his ass off to make sure that we would, you know, that the state of Tennessee would stand for something, and then later as president.
Yeah, and I think of everything that I've created over the last 24 years, my article on All Wars Are Bankers' Wars is the one that has reached the most people. And it really does carry that message that our country was hijacked by private bankers to turn the American people into debt slaves, to enrich these bankers with our labor instead of enriching ourselves with our labor, which is what this country was originally supposed to be about.
Mike, real quickly, I forgot to ask you, have you heard of the Joanne and John Marciano? They're the Libyan whistleblowers that were business people in Libya that witnessed all the war crimes, atrocities, and they have all the friends and tribesmen. They quoted All Wars Are Bankers' Wars on one of their interviews that I heard, and they would be the absolute perfect guest for you to have on the show. They're so well-informed, and they have so many relationships in Libya. It was jaw-dropping to hear them.
I will try and get them on the show, because...
The website is called... I have it on my phone, I should look it up, but it's all Libyans War or LibyansWarTruth.com. And real
can
quick,
you,
like,
email,
I'm trying to...
We have to take a break for commercials. Email me the URL for their website, and we'll be back after these few words.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, despite all the problems at the Iranian fuel rod plant, the suspected problems at Fukushima caused by these digital controllers, there doesn't seem to have been a lot of work focused on making them more secure against malware like Stuxnet. So we're looking at this article in the Register over in Great Britain, and basically says that these controllers are still running on one of the world's oldest programming styles. It's called Ladder Logic, and it's still the core of software in industrial programmable logic controllers, and it's dangerously vulnerable to attack. And they're saying that basically, in order to avoid another Stuxnet, that it's time to find ways to secure these digital controllers to make them more unique to their immediate installation, so that a general purpose tool has less ability to get at them. But again, my question would be, where is the National Security Agency and all this cybercrime that's going on? All this ransomware that's going on, the NSA is proving itself to be a complete waste of money. totally incompetent or criminally complicit. Because they don't do a thing about any of it. They certainly got that British hacker that hacked into Germany's Deutsche Telekom. Another story coming out of the Register. The Dutch studied their bank, online bank security, and found out it's not very good. These systems are wide open. I got an idea. Let's go back to having coinage with intrinsic value, some kind of commodity, or paper claim checks for convenience, and just go into a store, hand them the money, take your product, go home, everybody happy. The more we are forced onto these electronic systems by the banks for their convenience, the more at risk we are. None of this is for our benefit or our security and our safety. It's about maintaining control. It's about enforcing dependency. It's about creating a world in which you will need your bank's permission just to buy a candy bar. Talk about dictatorship. Even Adolf Hitler didn't go around telling people, you may not have that donut, you may not have that sausage. Now, former President Jimmy Carter is walking his talk. He's in support of alternative forms of energy, and he's just leased 10 acres of his farmland to build a 1.3 megawatt solar power station. When it is completed, it will provide more than half of the electric power needs of Plains, Georgia. So good for him. He's actually walking his talk. Kind of an interesting story here. We all know about the cloud. We've been told about the cloud. The cloud is this, the cloud is that. And it's just another level of abstraction, which to the end user means you don't really know where your data and your applications happen to be at any one moment. They're constantly in flux. Basically, the cloud took the level of the client server, and they basically blurred all the servers together into a single uniform space. There have been some mistakes with it. And as usual, there are some companies that just want to do things their way to try and maintain some kind of proprietary control. I remember when the Ethernet first came on out, everybody was conforming to the Ethernet standard except for Apple. They had Apple Talk. And it was very, very difficult getting those early Apple computers to go on to a Unix Ethernet and operate correctly. And apparently it's happening again because apparently Apple's iOS is having integration issues with third-party cloud services. Now, if you want to go to Apple's cloud, no problem. Whoop. Here's the music, a little bit loud. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com. Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently they're having the Stoke Britain by election, and they're already out there saying that Twitter bots linked to Russia are targeting UKIP. Russia's the new bad guy. Anything bad happens, it was Russia. Waxy yellow buildup in your kitchen floor, Russia. Can't find your socks, Russia took them. Meteor crashes into the ground, Russia did it. Russia has a meteor gun. It's really ridiculous. Now then, every morning when I get up, one of the first things I do is I say the word Alzheimer's to reassure myself I don't actually have it. But obviously it's something people worry about. And there's a new study showing that too much sugar can actually lead to a larger chance of Alzheimer's, developing Alzheimer's. And it had been noticed before that diabetics have increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. But apparently there is a point between blood glucose and brain disease, and too much blood sugar levels can be dangerous. because they allow the neurological disease to take hold. Another reason to go easy on the sugar in your diet here. Now then, a little bit of corruption question here going on. Remember Jesse Jackson Jr.? And he was a former representative. He's disgraced because he got sent to prison for 2.5 years for looting $750,000 from his own campaign fund. You're not supposed to do that. It's kind of a tacky situation. Well, he spent 2.5 years in prison, and he came on out claiming that his time in prison had made him depressed and bipolar. And he's claiming disability benefits of $138,400 a year from the federal government. And it's caused a bit of a stink. They published the details up in the Chicago Tribune and are saying, does this guy really, you know, is he eligible for the money? How is he eligible for this much money? I mean, this idea that, you know, you get sent to jail, and you can come on out and say, well, the prison experience damaged me mentally, therefore I'm on disability. I think along with all this nonsense we're getting from John McCain, it just shows us the kind of people who are drawn to these political offices. And I've said it many, many times. The curse of political power is that it attracts the very people who should not be allowed to have it. We're going to take a phone call here from Tom in Minnesota. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was wondering on that Alzheimer's, the sugar, did they make a distinction between the GMO or the cane sugar?
No, they did not. Basically, they're talking about blood glucose levels. So it's the glucose form of sugar that they were concerned with. I don't think they went into a sucrose or fructose or any of the other alternative sugars. It was specifically refined glucose sugar seemed to have a point where too much of it helps these neurological diseases take hold of your brain.
Yeah, I still am a diabetic, I guess you could say, but I defeated it by avoiding the high fructose corn syrup. In fact, my doctor literally started shaking and gave me a high five and said I knew someone could do it with diet, and I was surprised. I'm the only one that tried the diet. And it's like the soybeans, GMO, and high fructose corn syrup. And I started testing all the time, you know, literally every half hour after I ate. And I found out that like an orange juice will shoot it up, but orange with the pulp really leveled it out.
Yes.
And kind of sugars like that, too. Cane sugar isn't a lot, of course, wouldn't be good for you, but it's quite a bit different than the GMO sugar. I discovered that.
Well, I don't think they have a GMO sugar cane yet. I think the GMO sugar is from a sugar beet, and I'm not sure exactly which sugars those are. It may be more the kind of sugar that's involved whether it's GMO or not. But then again, if the sugar is being malformed, then that could be an issue as well. I know for myself, I can handle most sugars without any difficulty whatsoever. But I was dealing with a period in time where I seemed to be getting hypoglycemic on a regular basis. And the doctors were saying, oh, we're going to put you on this medicine, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then I realized it was the high fructose corn syrup that was causing it. And so I avoid high fructose corn syrup, and I've never had any problems since then. It's the kind of sugar that's involved. And again, it's a reminder, the products being sold in the store aren't necessarily what's best for you, but what's most profitable for the corporations, because everybody loves high fructose corn syrup. It's very inexpensive to produce. It lasts a very long time on the shelves, so you have less spoilage and loss that way. And that's why they've settled on high fructose corn syrup as the sweetener, even though it's not as good for you as some of the other plant-based sugars.
Yep. If it doesn't say cane sugar, it's GMO.
Well, out here in Hawaii, we got lots and lots of cane sugar around.
Oh, there you go.
Not as much as we used to, unfortunately. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting on back to the sanctuary city issue, there's a bunch of stories coming on out here. And liberalism is really starting to implode here. Apparently, Phoenix City Council has voted down a measure that would have turned the state capitol into a sanctuary city. They're basically saying this has gone far enough. Apparently, over on CNN, Chris Cuomo criticized a father who said that he would prefer not to see his daughter to see a man's penis while changing in the girls' locker room over this whole transgender thing. And Chris Cuomo saying, you're being intolerant. I think the dad has certain rights as a dad. And I think if you're going to have sexually segregated locker rooms in the school, they should be sexually segregated. And Chris Cuomo is definitely part of the liberal problem out there. We're going to take another phone call. Sherry from Fredericksburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to say something about the beach. Well, it was about beet sugar. I went to our health food store, and they had some beet sugar, and they were saying it's organic, and I couldn't agree with that. So I asked for a printout of different sugars, and it's really interesting. The sucrose level in table sugar, what they call table sugar that you're going to find in your products, it's a processed sugar, not
yes,
cane sugar, is almost four times as much as the sucrose level in regular cane sugar. In other words, instead of putting a teaspoon of sugar in your coffee, you're putting almost four teaspoons in your coffee. So it had a lot higher level. And really, well, you might say three times plus. You know, I don't want to exaggerate. I can't remember. I didn't keep the printout. I wish I did because people could look it up and it might still be there to, if Google hasn't got it. I don't know. But I just thought I'd say that. It was a lot higher. The sucrose level was a lot higher for the table sugar.
Well, again, there's all these different kinds of sugar. Here in Hawaii, fortunately, we're able to get evaporated cane sugar, which it's not even white. It's a light tan. But it is pure cane sugar. There's nothing else in it, and that works very, very well for us. But over the years, under the excuse of diet aids, there's some very dangerous things that have been put out, such as saccharin. We know that aspartame has got serious, serious problems. Aspartame actually helps you gain weight. Doesn't help you lose weight. It makes you gain weight. So, you know, it's again, the corporations are not selling products that are what's best for you, but simply what's most profitable for them.
Yeah. I also noticed that when people buy the regular cane sugar, it never had, a few years ago, a sell-by date on it, because I don't know that cane sugar would need a sell-by date. It can be used as a preservative. But since they brought in this table sugar next to it, and of course it was a lot cheaper, it was really your modified sugar, and no telling what fillers were in there. They had a sell-by date on it, and they started putting that same sell-by date on the, this is just one store I noticed, the same sell-by date was appearing on the cane sugar, and I thought, I don't trust that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, cane sugar, properly stored, cane sugar does last a very, very long time.
Yes.
That's why in the early days of Hawaii, the main agricultural exports were, you know, cane sugar and coconuts, because they could survive the long sea voyage back to the American mainland without needing special refrigeration or anything.
Yeah, and I think they wanted people to think, oh, your regular cane sugar isn't going to last any longer than ours is, and I don't think that's how it was. You know,
well,
see, they want, in other words, they shouldn't have put any sell-by date on cane sugar. It's just that it was alongside their table sugar.
Well, let me tell you something about the sell-by dates. For certain kinds of products like meat and dairy, that sell-by date is very important, because the products will go bad after that, regardless of how they're stored and preserved. For some other products, the sell-by date is really about We guarantee its freshness and flavor to this date, and after that, it may not be. But that doesn't mean it's not good to eat. A lot of preppers understand that these rules are out there. But very often these sell-by dates are there to encourage you to throw away perfectly good food and go to the store and buy some more to replace it. So, again, for meat and dairy, you've got to follow those sell-by dates. For canned fruits and vegetables and certain other things, and certainly for sugar, the sell-by dates can be ignored to a certain extent.
And I think maybe the stores ignore some things to a certain extent, too, because I bought something that had 3 or 4 days left that was chicken. Now it's not like this. I'm getting good chicken now, but this was a while back. And I punctured that wrapping, and, boy, you could smell it had been. And I was told something by someone in the meat department that I won't repeat because I can't prove it. But,
I know what you're talking about. It depends on the store. Some stores have been caught simply fudging the sell-by date on unsold product to try and get it out the door in the hope that people will buy it, take it home, and cook it that very night. We've even gotten that here from our local market, where we'll get something and it's obviously spoiled, and we'll peel the little label and we'll find another price label underneath it with a different sell-by date. So, There's a lot of chicanery going on in that quest for profitability, or these days just simple survival, and this need for pieces of ink and paper to keep the bankers happy it has undermined our moral compass in this country. It really has. Okay?
And yes. Thank you. I think we should stick to cane sugar and pay that little bit extra.
We should all pay extra to be getting as healthy food as we possibly can. Unfortunately, under the economic pressures, more and more people are having to just buy the junk food and because it's all they can afford after they're done paying their Obamacare insurance premiums and medical costs and everything. And we're starting to see some of these stores that that did deal with healthier foods start to go out of business because people just can't afford to go there any longer. The biggest problem we have right now is between Fukushima and the Deepwater Horizon disaster. There may not be enough safe, healthy food on planet Earth to feed the current human population. And so we're getting into Soylent Green kind of country right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go and switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Mike. What's the diddly dory, and how are you doing?
Well, you know...
Thank you for taking... Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I was calling about vault number 7. What do you think? Do you think it's going to reveal something? Do you think it's a lot of smoke blown up our rear ends, or what do you think?
Well, at this point, I tend to ignore stories that are predicting or announcing something is going to happen, I'm going to wait for something to actually be revealed and happen, and then I'm going to report on it. That's why I waited on the Project Veritas audios coming on out from CNN. We got the heads up about it a couple of days ago, but again, so many of these things turn out to be smoke. So when WikiLeaks actually comes out with something, then we're going to report on it. But this Vault 7 thing, it feels like grandstanding. And there are some times when, you know, Julian Assange has done a lot of really good work, or WikiLeaks has done a lot of good work. And there are other times when it seems like they're just out after publicity, and this feels like one of them.
Yeah. Well, the thing is what I was thinking is that maybe he needs to do some grandstanding and get people to pay attention, because basically none of the mainstream media is actually reporting on most of his email leaks. I mean, we get his information from guys like you and other independent radio.
We were able to get it into the corporate media last year because there was an investigation going on, and the corporate media couldn't be seen to completely ignore the story. But you're right. These days, the independent media is actually doing their traditional job of media, which is to act as a watchdog on government abuse. And the corporate media, and that includes obviously Google now, are totally on board with supporting the status quo. And it's for that reason they're losing audience share. They've been caught artificially inflating click numbers and viewership numbers and readership numbers, trying to stay relevant. And now, of course, it's open warfare on the independent media, trying to find some way to discredit us, sue us out of existence, find some way to cut us off or silence us. And it is so obvious people are, in fact, noticing that's what's going on.
That's right. I tell people when they try to tell me that the independent media is the fake news, I try to let them know if you think that six media outlets have all the real news of the world and the 7 billion people that may have some other news are irrelevant, there's anyone that believes that's crazy.
Just ask these people, who told you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons, which turned out to be a lie? That generally gets the point across. We're going to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got one more caller waiting for the last segment of our program today, and then we're going to be going into the first hour of John Stadmiller's show. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program here, and we're going to take one final phone call from Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. For your audience, please look up who attacked the USS Liberty on June 8th of 1967. this same group has infiltrated our government, has infiltrated and takes over and controls many of, if not most, of our corporations. Here's a connect the dots moment, Mike. You may have heard of that company, GMO stuff. Let's see, Monsanto?
Yes.
They're headquartered in St. Louis, but they have a research arm in Chesterfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this company called Amdocs? It's been in the news lately about Amdocs and Comverse. Comverse is no longer around, but they were taken over by another corporation. But Amdocs is the one with the intelligence, having the apparatus to be able to listen in on conversations. I think
absolutely. Amdocs and Comverse were connected with Israeli intelligence, and they became very well known back just before 9/11. When the FBI uncovered the largest foreign spy ring operating inside the United States in our nation's history, and they were working for Israel. And the reason the spy ring became known is because American drug enforcement officers were having their arrests and their stings compromised, and it came on out that Amdocs does processing of phone bills for America's phone companies, which means they know who's calling who when. Converse Infosys was the company that had put in the system to allow law enforcement to listen to phone calls without having to go in there with alligator clips like the good old days. And it was thought that Converse still had a backdoor into the system because somehow these Israeli drug dealers were getting advance warnings of stings, and apparently the information was being literally siphoned right off the pagers of the DEA officers. Yeah. And that led to the exposure of this huge, huge spy ring.
Yeah. Well, here's another connect the dots here, okay? Yes. It is Israeli erected, if you ask me. Look into who found Amdocs. You can look it up. You can find it on Wikipedia, although I don't trust Wikipedia 100%. There is some good information there. It was founded in 1982 along with Converse, sister companies. Chesterfield is also the oldest organization of the congregation of these people who are from that special place, the chosen people. It's the oldest west of the Mississippi. It's the oldest. Now, there's a lot of interesting things happening out of St. Louis, including, St. Louis incident with Ferguson. So these are distractions away from them, and by deception, they shall do war. That's their motto of their intelligence agency, the Mossad.
Yes.
By way of deception, they shall do war, and that's what
they're
doing on us.
All right, well, I'm going to have to cut you off because that's the end of the show here. So thank you very much for that. We're going to let you go. We're going to take a station identification break. We're going to be right back here with the first hour of John Stadmiller's show, so stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.